3. Downtown business owners object to drug site plan. This is so typical of people. Not in our backyard. I am sorry, but studies done in other cities have not shown any type of increase in crime. As for the kids picking up needles, this is a ploy so people see it and start to fear for the children. Sorry, Harold, wrong on this point too. The needles will be inside, away from everybody. In fact, why has he not spoken up about kids picking needles up in the park or anywhere else? Seems funny now that the city is going to actually help people who need it. People are jumping on the redneck bandwagon. This site will help save some lives, not destroy the community. I really wished people would do their research. Harold, how about after 6 months when your issues are proven pointless, you should maybe donate some of your time to help. People are dying and no, it isn't a lifestyle choice. No one wakes up saying, today I think I will die. People do drugs for a variety of reasons and since there isn't much in the way of help, this is a small step to helping. I want to live in a town that isn't known for the highest death rate per capita due to overdose, but rather a town that gets together and helps everybody. I hope you never have to experience the hopelessness of a family member in active addiction, or God forbid the loss of a loved one. Unlike you, I won't judge but will be there for you. Heather Boswell, Fort St. John.